The Mr. T Show continues on KNBR, the sports leader.
Welcome back to the show. Mr. T here. It's time to talk a little Raider football with Lewis Murphy. He's going to be the keynote speaker at Kraft Fight Hunger Bowl Youth Skills Clinic. Lewis, how you doing, man?
I'm doing good. I'm doing fine and getting ready for training camp.
How's the off season going for you?
It's been going really well. Going really well, man. Just been training, getting ready for this season and ready to get ready for this early preseason, a Monday night preseason game against Dallas.
How do you balance, wanting to be at your optimum health and physical fitness when you get to camp, but not wanting to push yourself too far because of the grueling nature of the NFL?
Yeah, man. I think it's just a balance. It's a balance that you have to find. Still got to go in and work hard and make plays and still have to do what you come out there to do, but it's a fine line. It's something that has to, it's a craft that has to be perfected.
Talking to Lewis Murphy, the Oakland Raiders, here on KNBR 1050. From what you have had, what interactions you've had with him, what's been the biggest difference in your eyes between Dennis Allen and Hugh Jackson?
I really haven't had too much interaction with Coach Allen. We've done mini camp and OTAs, but it's been a short period of time. Really haven't, got the chance to spend the entire season with him. But Coach Allen's been great, man. He's been great. He's fired up. He's ready to go. He's really, really strict on discipline and making sure that we all, all are on the same page. And I like it, man. I like the approach that he has, and I like where we're headed with the organization.
Even though players are always willing to accept blame and, for the most part, be accountable, Lewis, a lot of times you don't want to hear it out in public. Were players okay with Hugh Jackson at the end of last year kind of coming down on the players? Did they say, you know what, we deserve it, it's not that big a deal? Or were there players that said, you know what, yeah, we do deserve it, I wish he would have just kept that in the locker room?
I'm not going to get into that, last year is last year, man. This year we have a new fresh start. We're ready to go forward, man, and attack this AFC and try to get into the playoffs.
I thought you might say that, Lewis. How does Peyton Manning change the dynamics of the AFC West?
Oh, man, you have a future Hall of Famer quarterback that's playing in our division now. And we might have a couple, probably in Phillip Rivers too. Maybe even Carson, mm-hmm. It changed the dynamics, with Peyton Manning. He's he's a winner, we just know that we want to bring our lunch pail when we see the Broncos twice a year this year.
Have you noticed the going back to last year with Carson Palmer coming in, obviously it was tough. I mean, you're coming off the couch into an NFL situation. You're trying to gain rapport with your receivers. Talk about how difficult that may be, and maybe if you guys, where's your rapport at now with Carson Palmer as far as yourself and maybe the entire receiving corps?
Oh, man, it's light years ahead of the ball game. Last year, midway through the season, when Carson coming off the couch, like you said, man, it was tough, man. It was tough to get on the same page. We didn't have, also due to the lockout, we didn't have any time in the off season. And then for him to come in halfway through the season, I just tipped my hat off to him, because he came in, it's not like we're going out, playing some golf, man. We're playing, professional football, man. He came out and he held his own, and just having this off season with him, mini camp, OTAs, training camp, man, it's just going to be that much better than last year.
What can you say about the receiving core? Because I'm starting to look at it now, Lewis, and sounds like you're back healthy. Jacoby Ford, Denarius Moore, Darius Hayward-Bey made some strides last year. You got my guy out of Arizona, Jerron Kreiner, coming in. Seems like the receiving core that may have been a little thin a few years ago is a position of depth now on the team.
Yeah, man. I think it's going to be scary, man. We got playmakers down the line. That was been a weakness for us, and I think our core's gotten strong. Me and DHB came in 4 years ago, man, and we, took some stripes. And it's gonna be interesting, man, this year. I'm very excited for the year. And I think we're gonna be able to make a lot of plays and make some noise in the AFC.
I know that football is a team game, and Steve Young always says it's maybe the epitome of team sports, is that you need everybody pulling in the right direction. So I fully understand that one guy doesn't make or break a team, but how important to your team is Darren McFadden's health this year?
Oh man, very important. You know, he's X factor, man. He does it all, man. He's very important to us. You know, he's a franchise player, man. He's a great running back, and we need him. You know, I wouldn't want him to be anywhere else but on our team. We need him to be healthy this year. We need everyone to be healthy, but that just comes with the game. That's just part of it. You know, hopefully, we can make it through the whole season together.
Talking to Lewis Murphy, the Oakland Raiders, nice enough to join us. How odd is it going to be for you to look on the sidelines of an Ohio State Buckeye game and see Urban Meyer?
Oh, man. That's going to be weird, man. That's going to be weird for the first couple of times seeing that. But I guess I'm just going to have to get used to it, man. It's kind of bittersweet, man. I'm happy for him and his family. But, the Gators and Buckeyes, we don't have a good history together.
Well, on the football field, you have a pretty good history. Usually you take them to the woodshed.
Yeah. Yeah, man. You know, they got to get back to that this year, man.
What makes him as good as he's been?
Coach Meyer?
Yeah.
He's a very disciplined coach. Very disciplined, man. And he's a perfectionist, so he wants to perfect the game. He wants to perfect the game at all three phases of the game, offense, defense, and special teams. But I think that's one thing that does separate him is his knowledge for special teams. You know, a lot of coaches don't, take special teams that serious. But he was the special teams coach at Florida. Your head coach being the special teams coach, he knows offense, he knows defense, but, he was the, special teams head coach. So, he got everyone to play, and really buy into that, concept. And it won us ball games. Special teams really separated us and helped us win, two national championships.
Yeah, I know you played with Tim Tebow. Is there any way this isn't going to be a media circus in New York with Tim being there? I mean, he's the most popular and well-known backup quarterback in the history history of the NFL. And then you got Sanchez trying to keep his job. And I know they say it's Sanchez's job and Tebow will come in, but I'm wondering if Sanchez throws a pick, Tebow gets in, scores a couple touchdowns. I mean, it just seems like his personality is such that people, there's a lot of people that just love Tim Tebow. I mean, is there any way that doesn't become, well, it's New York. I guess it's already kind of a circus, isn't it?
Yeah, man. It's all right. I was about to say, man, you haven't been watching TV, man. It's been a circus, man. It's been a circus since he first arrived, So, man, I'm praying for Tim, man, and I pray the best for him, man. But just knowing him and the way that he fights and the way that he goes at it, man, I don't see him being a backup for too long.
What's the one story as a football player? Because I remember playing basketball. When I was playing, it was like every time you turn on ESPN, it was the Lakers. And I grew up a Laker fan, so I was okay. But it's like, really? Are you talking about the Lakers again? I mean, can we just get away from the Lakers for a little bit and move on to something else? What's the one story as a football player? And it may be the Tebow story, I'm not sure. But is there one where you turn on ESPN and you watch it and you go, are we talking about that again?
Yeah. Oh man, I don't know, man. Right? I don't think there's a story right now, man. There's not too much going on, But I like hearing about Tim, man. He's my college quarterback. He's a friend of mine, man. So I don't mind it, man. I know other guys kind of get fed up with it, man. But
maybe it's a Saints situation.
That kind of got
got a little old.
You got a little old during the off season, man. But man, I think it's a lot of new news, man. A lot of things being done in off season. I think guys is ready for football to start.
Does it surprise you? College football is almost getting up there with the NFL. But does it surprise you at all the insatiable appetite that people have for football, whether it be the draft, off-season moves, going to camp, looking at player acquisitions? I mean, it's not just 6 or 7 months nowadays. Football fans want to know what's going on every single day of the year. I mean, is that surprising to you at all?
Honestly, man, I was one of those guys that followed it.
Were you?
Year-round, man. And now that I'm in it, yeah, it seems even more now. Like, man, I'm playing professional ball, man, and just – yeah, man, it's overwhelming sometimes just to see how many people like really just crave for football, you know, during the off season.
Hey, talk about what you're going to be doing over at Kezar. You're going to be there. They're going to be coaches from Cal, Stanford, San Jose, City College of San Francisco. Yeah. Kezar at 9 a.m. It's the Kraft Fight Hunger Bowl Youth Skills Clinic. Talk a little bit about what you're going to be doing over there.
Yeah, just going. It's the NCAA Youth Football Clinic hosted by the Kraft Fight Hunger Bowl, and I'm just going over there to, you know, give some kids some words of encouragement, just, you know, give a little history on my background, what it took for me to get there, the dedication and hard work that it took to make it to the NFL, and probably do some, you know, tackling drills, agility, passing, you know, receiving, kicking drills. You know, we're going to do it all, man. We're just going to have a fun day over at the Kezar Stadium from 9 a.m. to 12 p.m. On Saturday, July 21st. So, you know, just want any kids to come out. You know, it's going to a good cause, the Kraft Fight Hunger Bowl. So, you know, it's all going to a good cause, and I just want to give back. And, you know, and I'm just thankful to Raiders organization to, you know, allow me to represent them.
Welcome back, 680. We will go back to, you'll go back to the broadcast crew in about 15 minutes to find out what the weather's like back in Atlanta, the Braves and the Giants in delay right now. What, you know, you mentioned giving the kids some words of encouragement. Go back to maybe when you played Pop Warner. Was there a certain player, parents, relatives, coaches that gave you words of encouragement that kind of helped you fight through some stuff? Or what were those words?
Yeah, man. It was a lot of people, man. A lot of people growing up from Little League coaches to, you know, basketball, T-ball coaches, baseball coaches. So many people played an intricate part in my life on to make it, you know, to the next level. You know, teachers, you know, my Boy Scouts, Master Man, Cub Scout Master Man. It's just so many people that, you know, helped me. I just want to be one of those guys that could just give an inspiring word to a kid to, you know, just add on to their parents. And to all the people that's in their lives, just give them an encouraging word to say, hey, man, you can make it, you know, just keep going, stay in school, keep up the hard work, and keep God first, and everything else will be fine.
What's the one thing you learned, whether it be tying knots, starting a fire, or whatnot, what's the one thing you learned in Boy Scouts that you can still do today?
oh, man, yeah, put me on the spot there. Man, it's been a while, man. I still know how to start a fire.
That's okay.
If I was in the wilderness, I could start a fire. I could stay warm if it got really cold and, you know, pretty much survive in the wilderness.
If you're on the TV show Survivor, you're the guy to go to.
Oh, man, I wouldn't go that far. I could give it a shot.
Hey, Lewis, I really appreciate the time. It was fun catching up with you. Hopefully we can do it again soon. And if I don't talk to you soon, best of luck in camp, and maybe we'll talk to you after camp.
All right, cool. That'll be great, man. Thanks for having me on.
Thanks, Lewis. Appreciate the time.